Lectio Divina, or meditating on scripture. This is the first practice that you may or may not be familiar with. It's best illustrated by this beautiful cow. This is a picture of a dairy cow that we saw on our many hikes in Switzerland. And the first practice in this four-part series is called Lectio Divina. Lectio is Latin for to read, and Divina is divine, so it's divine reading. And Lectio Divina, with most of these spiritual practices, are done by Roman Catholics, by Lutherans, and by those that attend the Anglican Church. Lectio Divina is simply a process to meditate on scripture. So why the dairy cow? It's a great illustration because Lectio Divina is like a cow chewing its cud. A cow eats grass just enough to moisten it, then it swallows it and it goes into a section of the stomach called the rumen. This softens some more and then it's turned into the cud. Then the rumen muscles send the cud back for the cow to chew. The cow savors it, and by chewing, the grass is eventually turned into milk. So cud chewing is the mark of a happy and healthy cow, and it will produce more milk. Cows that don't chew their cud properly may be scared and suffer from digestive issues. Cud chewing is necessary because the food that they eat is hard to digest and it takes extra effort to get all the nutrients from the food. These dairy cows are called ruminants because they have a rumen part of their stomach. Lectio Divina is ruminating or meditating on scripture. And I love that this corresponds with 1 Peter 2, 2-3, that says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by that you may grow into salvation, which is an ongoing salvation process, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Chewing on scripture produces spiritual milk that nourishes our minds and our spirits. Lectio Divina is a four-step process. I will walk you through the four steps, and at the end of this video is another video where I will walk you through a Lectio Divina practice and will guide you through the scripture about Martha and Mary. So step one is Lectio, which means to read. Pick a chosen scripture passage. Listen with an ear of your heart. What word or phrase speaks to you? Step two is meditatio, or to reflect. You read the passage again and you reflect on what God is speaking to you through the text. What words or phrases speak to you in a personal way? Step three is oratio, which means to respond. Read the passage again and ask God how God invites you to respond. How has the text touched you deeply? How can the text offer an opportunity to change for the better? And step four is completio, which means to rest. Sit quietly in the presence of God and wait and listen and let go of your own words and allow God's presence to fill your heart and your mind. So let's put this first spiritual practice into practice by using the story of Mary and Martha.